Om Shanti. So we will be revising today's Avyakta Murli. There are two Avyakta Murlis. So first Avyakta Murli we will take today and the second Avyakta Murli we will take tomorrow. For the first time in the history of Murlis, the word angel was used by Bab Dada on 21st January 1969. You don't find the mention of the word angel anywhere before that. For the first time, the word angel was used by Avyakta Bab Dada, Farishta. Word was used for the first time in the Avyakta Murli, the first Avyakta Murli, 21st January 1969, in three places. First, Baba said, this Brahma has become, or this Brahma has attained complete angelic form now. At second place, Baba said, people will ask you that you used to say that Brahma, the age of Brahma is 100 years. How is it that he left the mortal coil at the age of 93? So tell them that it was about 90, it was about 100 only. And whatever is remaining, he will complete in his perfect angelic form. This is the second time. And third place, Baba said, you all will become angel. So three places he used the word angel for the first time. This Avyakta Murli, though we have revised it, we will see it in a different light. Here Baba is talking with London group. So I was thinking about the word angel. The entire Murli is about angels. What is an angel? Who is an angel? If you go to the literature, almost all the religions have talked about angels, especially Abrahamic religions, Christianity, Judaism and Islam. These are the three major Abrahamic religion and they all have talked about angels. Even if you go in the Sikh literature, Guru Nanak has mentioned about angels. It's mentioned in Guru Granth Sahib. If you go to Bahá'í faith, even in that Bahá'í faith, you will find the mention of angels. If you go to Parsi religion, Zoroastrianism, there also you will find the mention of angels. So, who are angels? What are angels? Where do they stay? What do they do? And if you see different religions, especially those Abrahamic religions and especially Judaism, you will find they have given names of different angels. Michael or Gabriel. In Islam also they have mentioned about Jibreel and so on and so forth. So different angels, different names. If you go to Hebrew Bible, they have mentioned only two angels. The one archangel Michael and another angel Gabriel, they call it. And also another one who dispelled Adam and Eve from that garden of Eden. So, who are angels? And they are talked of as metaphysical beings. They are spiritual beings, they are messengers of God, they are protectors of humanity, they are intermediaries between man and God. They are someone who protect you. They are also dreaded forms of angels given. So, this word angel has got so many meanings. Except in Hinduism, Hindu is the only religion probably where the word angel is not there. In place of angels, we have some other words like Devdoots. So here, and actually, they are the. If you go to the root word angel and devas, it is same somewhere. So, as I said, Baba used this word for the first time in that Avyakta Murli, and from that he has been using it for quite a long time. And there are a lot of Murlis that tell us about how to become an angel. Who is angel actually? As per the Brahma Kumari's philosophy, angel is someone who is a perfected form of human beings, who is full in all the virtues. So that is an angel, or rather, it's an intermediate step. Our aim is to become a deity, and it's an intermediate step to become an angel. So this Murli, let's find out the different definitions of angels from this Murli, and you all can contribute to this. The very first thing Baba has said in this Murli, that all of you should have one awareness. What is that awareness? I am angel, I am angel, I am angel, I am angel. So bring back that awareness. What is that awareness? I am an angel, I am an angel, I am an angel. If you want to do word benefaction, bring this awareness. And how you will do this, then he has mentioned so many things about that. Let's start the Murli. An angel is someone who has given his heart to the comforter of the hearts, Dilaram. Angel is someone who has given his heart to that comforter of the heart. And very important thing Baba has said here, head follows heart. Head follows heart. If your heart has gone to somebody, it's gone to somebody means if you have given your heart to somebody, that means you are remembering that person, or that person is seated in your heart. So automatically you will start thinking about that person. Automatically your head will follow. There is a deep philosophy behind this sentence. Head follows heart. We should not be a split personality where heart is somewhere and head is somewhere. Baba has said that head follows heart. Wherever heart goes, head will go. Wherever feelings will go, your thoughts will go. So here Baba said, you have given your heart to the comforter of the heart. And because you have given, what does it mean? It means that the comforter of the heart is seated in your heart. It means that automatically your head will also follow the heart. It means that everything, your thoughts, words and deeds, intellect, everything will go to him. All powers and everything would be for him. So the very first definition of angel is someone who has given his heart and head to that comforter of heart. Now, the next thing. When you give your heart to somebody, now no other person can come there. No other person can come. If you have really, really given your heart to somebody, other person cannot come. And if there would not be any margin, there would not be any door open or any window open for any other person to come. Baba said there are four doors or windows for any thought or attraction to come. The first door is thought, second is mind, second is intellect, third is words, and fourth is your sanskars or actions. So these are the four doors. Thoughts are accepted, okay. Thoughts, through thoughts, somebody can come. Somebody's attraction. Through intellect, somebody can enter. What about words? How can somebody enter? Some attraction can come through words. So? If you are influenced. Are you talking of somebody else's word? I am talking of, suppose I am speaking something, so can Maya come to me through my own words? There are two aspects. One is, Baba said these are the door, windows or margin. Door, windows or margins through which not an attraction or any thought can come. For an angel is someone, for him all the doors would be closed, all the windows would be closed, there would not be any margin. And these are the four things. Mind, intellect, speech and actions. So, how is it that through speech, the door get opened? How this will get opened? Baba has said all the four are independent doors. One is mind, of course. When suppose I have some vicious thoughts, negative thoughts or waste thoughts, Maya has entered, one. Intellect, yes, intellect has got influenced. Then Maya can enter. What about speech? My speech I am talking of. What self-talking? Huh, that's what I'm saying. That's why there is some hidden meaning here. Here, that's fine. Suppose something is not in my mind and something is not in my intellect and still I speak it. Now this speech would be followed by thoughts. First speech and now thoughts will follow those speech. It was not in my mind. It was not in my intellect. It has still not come in my actions. But I spoke it. I wrote. Suppose I write to somebody, I don't like you. It's not that I don't like that person, but I wrote it. Now the thoughts will start. I really don't like that person. So first speech, and speech would be followed by thoughts, and your intellect will get engaged in that. That's why speech is an independent door for some other attraction to come. Suppose I write to some person, I love you. Okay? I like you. I love you. You are very beautiful. You are very smart. You are very handsome. And that person responds, yes, thank you. Okay? So now the new attraction will start. So attraction has started from speech. So speech is an independent door. Speech is an independent door. In the similar manner, I am having pure thoughts. My intellect is very clean. I am having pure speech. But suddenly I do some impure action. So now thoughts will follow that action. Direct action. So sometimes, you know, you have to, when you are having all negative thoughts, by force do positive action. So that action would be followed by positive thoughts. Positive thoughts are not there. Actually, otherwise, thoughts first and then speech and then action. But if you directly do some good action, suppose you are not feeling like to do anything, you are feeling depressed. Go and Dadi Manohar Indra used to tell to those junior sisters, they would come to Dadi and they would say, Dadi, I am feeling depressed. Dadi said, go and give courses. Straight action. And now that will be followed by change in your thoughts, metamorphosis in the thoughts. So these are the four independent doors. So angel is somebody who has given his heart to comforter of hearts. Angel is somebody who has given his head to comforter of heads. Angel is somebody for whom all these doors are closed. All these windows are closed. All these margins are closed. Angel is somebody in whose heart no other person can come. Angel is somebody who will not have any such thought, any such attraction. Then, this is some definitions of an angel. Angel is somebody who is powerful. Who is powerful. Guardian angels. Angels are your guardians, angels are your protectors. Angels protect you. As per the religion of Parsi religion, Zoroastrian, they say that each person is born with a guardian angel. That religion says that wherever you will go, that angel will protect you. One person, one angel is fixed. 1:1 ratio, you can have many also. So, each person has got one angel. So, as I said, angels are spiritual beings. Angels are metaphysical beings. Angels are someone who are not attached to this world. Angels are someone, they are sent by God. Angels are someone who are messengers of God. Angels are someone who come to help the humanity. Angels are someone who are helpless, who are selfless. Angels are someone who are beyond the attractions of the world. Beyond the luxuries of this world. Angels are someone who are bodiless beings, who are desireless. Who are desireless. They live for others. And they protect others. So here Baba said angels are very powerful. Why they are powerful? Because the very heading of the Murli is become powerful like the Father in five things. Thoughts, words, deeds, nature, sanskars. What is the difference between swabhav and sanskar? Nature and sanskar. Is there any difference? What is the difference? Baba has always used them together. Sometimes he has used them separately. But Here he has said five things. You become powerful like the Father, Bab Saman, in five things. First, thoughts. Second, words. Third, deeds. Fourth, your nature. And fifth, your sanskars. So tell me the difference between swabhav and sanskar. Nature and sanskar. Sanskar, there is no English word, I will say. It's next to impossible to translate English sanskar into English. Whatever, but that's far away. So what is the difference between swabhav and sanskar? Which is deeper, swabhav or sanskar? Swabhav is actually, none of them is superficial. Both are deeper only. Both are very deep. It's, if you see, this is water level, and this is the iceberg, okay? And this is the hidden iceberg, which is there. If this is one part, these are nine parts. In those nine parts, the superficial part is swabhav, and the deeper part is sanskar. Actually, swabhav or nature has more to do with behavior. Swabhav has more to do with habits. Sanskars are very deep. Sanskars are deep. Sanskar may not come into action, but swabhav will be revealed in the actions. Sanskar may remain hidden, like somebody has sanskar of fear. And that fear, sanskar of fear, would remain hidden for a long time. He feels, he is afraid only when mic is given in his hand. Okay, that stage fright is there. That sanskar is there. Otherwise, he is fearless everywhere. But the moment you give him mic, hands start shaking. And everything what is revised and learnt is forgotten. So, this was some sanskar of fear was there, deep-seated fear. So, sanskar may not get, or may get revealed in action only in particular, at particular time. So, sanskar is very deep. Very, very deep. And swabhav is also deep, but compared to sanskar, it is little superficial. So these are the two things. So Baba said, you become like the Father in your thoughts. His thoughts are unlimited. His speech is unlimited. His actions are unlimited. His nature is unlimited. His sanskars are unlimited. So make them like that. So angels are powerful. Next definition of angel is mayajit. Angel is someone who is mayajit. Baba has given example of the double foreigners. You conduct plays. In those plays or dramas, you show somebody becomes maya, and that person goes and that person comes and you create a play. Baba said, that is not enough. You show in your play that maya is transformed. This is the next step. Part two of that drama. Okay, that is not enough. That maya, somebody has become Ram and somebody has become Ravan and somebody has become good and somebody is representing bad. And that maya is coming, you are giving him different dress. That maya is coming and your play is finished. No. You go a step ahead. Show that maya is transformed. Just as he has given one example into another example. This is the art of the Supreme Teacher. While explaining one thing, he is giving one example, and in that example he is giving another example. If you go to the literature of Shakespeare, he talks like this. He explains the love of Romeo is like that. And then explaining that flower, he is again inside, he is giving another example. Simile into simile, metaphor into metaphor. This is a very higher literary skills. So Baba is talking like that. He first gave the example of drama. Then in that drama, you do this. And then again in that he is giving another example. Just as your body conscious vision of lust, you transformed with you into spiritual vision. This is transformation. You don't have to fight with them. You don't have to struggle with those vices. No, you just go beyond them, transcend them. You just transform them. So maya is totally transformed. Show this. So, angel is somebody who is mayajit. Then angel is somebody who says, nothing is mine. Nothing is mine. Everything is Baba's. Everything belongs to him. Even I belong to him. What are his words? What are his thoughts? What are his speech and what is his action? In his mind, he says, he thinks, I am Baba's. His speech says, Baba is mine, I am mine, Baba's. His action says, Baba's service, my service. So this is a total surrender. Attitude of surrender. Everything you surrender unto God. There's a very beautiful Sufi story. In that Sufi story, there was one Sufi saint. And he used to travel from one place to another. Once he goes to one place, and he sees this old lady. Old lady. She's worshipping God. But he was aghast to see that. What she is doing, she is sweeping her house, and whatever dust is there, she is pouring all that dust over God, that statue. So he asked, what sort of worship is this? What are you doing? Why are you pouring this? She said, whatever I have with me, I just give everything to God. So it is a, be, let it be dust, let it be flowers, let it be anything. Because I don't want to keep anything. Everything I have, I pour over God. He said, oh, this is blasphemy. You should, don't do this, don't do this. This is irreligiousness. You should never do this. How can you pour dust and all the garbage over God? Look at others, they are putting flowers and they are putting something. And she is doing this religiously from so many years. Whatever garbage is there, she is taking that garbage and pouring over that statue. So he is very much offended and this thing. So this Sufi saint, he goes home. He sleeps. At night he sees the vision, a dream. In that dream, he finds himself in the court of God. Okay? It's a court of God. Darbar. And he's standing there, and it's a morning time. Sun has risen, and chirping of birds. Beautiful morning, and God is sitting there. And suddenly somebody has poured all the garbage on his head. Early morning. And he says, oh, what is, and the God is saying, oh, this lady is not going to listen. Again she has poured this. And then he waited for seeing what else come on him. He waited to see what else come on him. Because on the earth so many people are worshipping God. Many people are giving flowers and so many beautiful things, sandalwood and what, saints and all this. And he waited till evening. Nothing was poured on him. He said to God in the evening, what happened to those other devotees who were pouring other things? He said, they were just pouring with half minds. This lady is the only one who is showing the spirit of complete surrender. She is giving me everything. And that is why that dust, that garbage came on my head. Rest of the day, nothing came. No flowers, nothing. So angel is somebody who says nothing is mine, who says no one is mine, who has no other relationship with anybody, all relationship with one. Angel is somebody who has not become brother-in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law, sister-in-law. While talking with Kumaris, Baba said, you Kumaris have all relations with one. You have not got into the trap of all of these. All relationships with one. So angel is that stage of perfect surrender. Angel is that state of ultimate surrender. So this is one definition of angel. Another definition of angel means no confusion. And angel means no question. How it will be done? How can I do this? This is not the definition of angel. When you feel that he is the instrument, I am the instrument and he is making me do, you will not have all these questions. These questions are signs of weakness. Angel is somebody who is beyond all questions. Angel is somebody who is beyond all confusion. All the confusion arises because probably that stage of surrender is not there. Give everything to me. Everything, whatever you have. So this is one definition of angel. Then going further, angels are those who are always on the stage. While talking with teachers, Baba said, teachers are always on the stage. Never come down, never step down from the stage. Because thousands and thousands of unlimited audience you have. Unlimited viewership. Such a huge audience is watching you. So you cannot step down from the stage. Your center is a stage. Baba said, you are showpieces, display pieces of the showcase. The whole world is watching you. So, and they are watching you. They want something from you, some attendance from you. And you are, angel is somebody who is unlimited donor. Angel is somebody who is bestower of blessing. Mahadani, Vardani. This is the definition of angel. Angel is somebody who is God's friend. Angel is somebody who is God's friend. Baba said, you are my friends. Angel is somebody who gets extra cooperation from God. Angel is somebody who gives, who gives, who gives. Who is filled with compassion. So that is the definition of angel. Angel is somebody who is stored in the treasure store of God. Baba said to Kumaris, these Kumaris are, I have preserved them here, they are invaluable jewels. Angel is somebody who is flawless diamond. Angel is somebody where mine and yours is not mixed. When you have said everything is yours, so mine is not mixed. So they are flawless diamond. Angel is somebody who is invaluable jewels. Baba has kept them in the treasure store of his heart. In the treasure chest of his chest. Treasure chest is that box. So he has kept that treasure chest in his chest. In the treasure chest of his chest. So angel is somebody who is elevated and who is great. Angel is somebody who is leading a pure lifestyle. Baba talking with Kumaris. They said, these Kumaris are pure. They are leading a pure life. They are celebrated. They are glorified even in those worldly life. They are considered great. Here also they are great and not only great, elevated. Angels are double light. While talking with Kumaris, Baba said, Kumaris are double light. So they remain light. Angels are somebody who is engaged in study and service. While talking with Kumaris again. So again, that is the definition of angel. Angels are somebody who are carefree, nishchint. So if you look at the entire Murli, and just keep this one word in mind, where do I stand in this journey of becoming angel? And study what are angels. The study of angel is known as angelology. Study of angels is known as angelology. What are angels? Where do they live? How do they live? What do they eat? What do they drink? How do they interact? What is their purpose? What is their goal? Baba has said to double foreigners again and again, remember this. Keep this in your awareness. I am angel. I am angel. I am angel. And what is my task? Well, I have come for world transformation. I have come for world transformation. Angels are also those who are getting double sustenance. Like double foreigners is saying, that you are getting double sustenance. How double sustenance? First, you are getting sustenance from God. Second, God has made special souls as instrument for you, all the dadis. So, in fact, this is double sustenance. Double light, double sustenance. So, angels are those who are getting double sustenance. So, this is the so many different definitions of angels. Few we discussed. You can go into the depth and discuss more and understand more. The next Murli we will discuss tomorrow morning. Om Shanti.